Good afternoon. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. We'll be back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the Farm Families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Well, it looks like livestock futures were mixed in a narrow trading range today as early market shifts moderated significantly, with traders looking for a combination of fundamental and technical support to redevelop throughout the end of the day. Corn prices were lower in light trade today. March corn futures about 4 cents lower. Stock markets higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 119 points higher. NASDAQ up by 33 points. Live cattle futures bouncing higher and lower throughout the day, but price moves were extremely limited due to the lack of overall long-term direction in the complex. There may be some additional pressure seen down the road, but right now there's a lot of emphasis being placed on the direction and volume of cash cattle activity throughout the end of the week. Mixed trade developed in feeder cattle futures, though, today as there was still no direction in cash markets, and outside market pressure helped to bring some narrow support to nearby contracts. Feeder cattle futures held price shifts from 5 cents lower to 20 cents higher in most contract months. Traders looked for additional direction throughout the complex today, which led to a spark in some late-day activity. The limited moves and confined trading ranges in live cattle markets left buyers generally sluggish. Grain futures were mostly lower today after two-sided trade overnight, keeping one eye on fundamentals and the other on outside markets on the heels of yesterday's news from the Federal Reserve. Crude oil tried to steady today around $51 after last week's cut in inventory was less than projected by some traders who are already questioning whether OPEC and its allies will be able to cut production. Corn prices down a little today, keeping March futures to a range of 2 cents, but near the top of its range for the past month. Soybeans drifted lower as the overnight session wound down, with a crucial day ahead for the market. January futures made a new one-month lows early before rebounding above its 25-day moving average. Wheat prices, though, mostly lower, with only Minneapolis holding again today. That's a look at all of your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.